Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Association of Food Banks was recently approved for $47,000 in county ag development funds with grants of various amounts from Allen, Casey, Garrett, Jessamine, and Shelby counties. Tamara Sandberg, executive director of the charitable group.
The association is made up of seven Feeding America food banks that serve all 120 counties in Kentucky. And every year, our food banks reach over 620,000 people. Last year, our members distributed 50.9 million pounds of food, which is the equivalent of 39 million meals in Kentucky.
Basically, she says, the association simply made a blanket plea to counties that had some local funds still available for the current year.
Our goal is to purchase from producers in 50 counties, so we'll use these grant funds that were awarded, but we'll also combine them with other grant funding. We received a grant from the Walmart Foundation and the Crawley Foundation, among others. So yes, the goal is to purchase from producers in 50 counties in Kentucky, in particular those five. And we purchase surplus produce and also number two grade produce. That's the produce that has a minor blemish or a size discrepancy, which makes it not usually able to be sold on the retail market, but it's still perfectly edible and nutritious. And so we take surplus and number two produce.
We'll be right back.
Nobody in my family ever went.
There wasn't enough time.
No way I could afford it.
There are lots of reasons for not going to college, but there are even better reasons for going.
I want more from my career.
Build a safety net in a shaky economy.
Accomplish a lifelong dream.
At knowhowtogoky.org, we'll show you how to prepare for college, how to find money to pay for it, even ways to work on your degree from home. So visit knowhowtogoky.org. There's really no good reason not to. Part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
Tamara Sandberg with the Kentucky Association of Food Banks is excited about the recent County Ag Development Fund awards. Along with other funding, this County Ag Development Board cooperation is a big deal. She says they've worked with the ag community before.
Kentucky's farmers have long been important partners in the fight against hunger. The farmers are some of the most generous givers that we have and have always been willing to help their neighbors. And this program helps kind of take that a step further. Nobody's going to get rich off of the prices that we're able to pay. The idea is to help producers cover their costs by taking what they aren't able to sell otherwise. So instead of plowing under tomatoes that they can't find a home for at the end of the season, we help cover the cost of harvesting them, boxing them up, and taking them to the food bank and making sure that that goes to their struggling neighbors.
Tamara Sandberg says they'll be working through county extension offices to help surface farmer interest in this program. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.